Chapter 1. The Dream. One way that God speaks to us is through dreams. God has a multitude of ways in which He speaks to us as His creation. But one way that He speaks to us is through dreams. Joseph had a dream, just like many of us have dreams. When I was younger, I wanted to be a doctor. That was my dream. At the time, I was unaware of what kind of doctor I wanted to be, but I knew I wanted to be a doctor. That was my goal, and God blessed me many years later to be able to reach that goal. But that is something that He told me at a very young age. Joseph had a dream as well, but the mistake Joseph made concerning his dream was that he told his dream to his brothers before he should have. When God gives you a dream, I'm sure it can be tempting to tell others about it. However, there are many reasons why you should not do this. The dream needs time to manifest, and God needs time to set things in motion to make the dream a reality. Telling the dream before God's timing can backfire on us and cause unnecessary hardship and grief. When the time comes to tell your dream, God should still be consulted about whom you should tell, because everybody that's within your circle, everybody within your life, does not necessarily wish or hope good for you. Telling the wrong people your dream can cause seeds of doubt and confusion to be planted. Another reason that we should wait to tell our dream is to ensure that we understand what God is saying to us through our dream. We must take time to pray and seek wisdom and discernment concerning our dream. In many cases, dreams are vague and don't offer details of how to get to the place you dreamt of. Time is needed to hear clearly from God in regard to the dream, God's timing for it to manifest, and the steps needed to take in between. It is critical to protect your dream. By protecting the dream, we allow it to grow and mature in our hearts. Sharing our dreams can be discouraging if others do not respond positively. The last thing that you want to happen is for someone to kill your dream. Safeguarding dreams also means you must shield them from negativity, self-doubt, and other influences that could cause you to abandon them. It entails embracing the fortitude to pursue one's passions despite having hurdles and obstacles. It also entails having confidence in yourself and God's plan for you. You can positively impact the world and achieve your mission by staying true to your purpose and working diligently to make it a reality. Now, one might wonder why God gave us a dream or a purpose. Why do we face challenges, adversities, and problems to see them change into reality? What is the need for it? If we are beloved by our Lord, why does He test us? If testing is necessary, why can't He easily test us? All of these questions are valid. God tests us through challenging situations in order to build our faith, strengthen our relationship with Him, and prepare us for what He has in store. We are more likely to make decisions consistent with His plan when we understand why we are here and what God wants us to do. Focusing on God's purpose and our dream allows us to maintain hope and optimism in the face of adversity. When we believe that God has a plan for our lives and will see it through, we are less prone to become disheartened or lose hope. Instead, we may face challenges with confidence and resiliency, knowing God is in control and will bring good out of even the greatest adversity. Remembering God's purpose for us helps us maintain an optimistic outlook on life. When we are aware of the broad picture and the ultimate purpose God has for us, we are less likely to become overly distracted by the minor challenges and setbacks we may encounter along the way. Instead, even in the face of adversity, we may retain a positive attitude and focus on the big picture. God gives us a purpose and a dream, and keeping these in mind allows us to maintain a sense of value and worth. When we understand God's plan and purpose for our lives, it causes us to depend on Him and fulfill His plan. Staying focused on God is critical because He offers us direction, meaning, and hope, allowing us to overcome problems and live an abundant life. We can manage even the most difficult situations with confidence and peace if we trust God's plan and keep our faith. Our dreams are unique and have the ability to inspire and offer joy to others. Therefore, be mindful and never abandon your dream. Believe that with diligence and faithfulness, you can make a difference and accomplish the destiny God has for you. You must be careful to whom you allow to hear the secrets of your heart, because if the wrong person hears your dream, they may sow seeds of doubt. Seeds of doubt sown in your spirit could possibly confuse you, causing you to believe that you cannot reach that place that God desires for you to get to. I'm sure that many of you listening to this book have a dream, or have had a dream. You have goals and you have aspirations. Where I think we make mistakes is when we allow life's circumstances and situations to derail us from our dreams. We must not allow circumstances, issues, concerns, or problems to derail us from where God wants us to go and from where God wants us to be. If God gave you a dream, you must remain consistent and faithful. Moving forward toward the dream that He gave you is not always easy. If it were easy, everybody would be able to obtain it and benefit from it. But it is doable. It is obtainable. Because God won't put any more on you than you can bear. And He created you precisely how you are because He had your purpose in mind. So you walk like you walk, you talk like you talk, and you think the way you think because God designed you with His purpose in mind. Your gifts and talents fit perfectly with your purpose. So my question to you as you listen to this book is, what is your dream? What has God purposed you for? And are you moving in the direction of your dream? People have been interested in and moved by the journey of Joseph for thousands of years. Joseph's journey shows us that the solution to our problems lies in our faith, persistence, and trust in God's plan. Joseph never lost sight of his true calling or faith in God, even when times were hard. His journey exemplifies the transformative power of a strong sense of purpose and faith in God. Throughout his trials and tribulations, Joseph never lost sight of his ultimate goal. His unwavering focus and dedication set him apart from those around him. He faced every challenge with poise and optimism, relying on his faith to see him through even the darkest of times. Whether serving in the palace, interpreting Pharaoh's dreams, or reconnecting with his family, Joseph's firm faith in God and commitment to his mission remained unmovable. Joseph's journey also tells us how God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. He is in control of everything, both seen and unseen. Through hardships and suffering, we frequently grasp the strength of our faith and the power of God. Just as a diamond must be subjected to pressure to display its brilliance, so are we tested and refined by adversity. Each of us will endure difficulties that will mold and define us. As we read about Joseph, we will see that Joseph did not allow anyone or anything to derail him from his dream and ultimately his purpose. Through his period in slavery, his unfair imprisonment, and his ascent to power in Egypt, Joseph realized the purpose for which God had created him. He learned to trust the Lord's will for his life and persevere through adversity. Even though he went through a lot and he endured much adversity, he remained faithful and kept his eye on the dream God gave him. As you continue with this book, you will learn more about what it means to have faith, keep moving forward even when things don't go your way, and stay true to your purpose. Through adversity, we discover our perseverance, strength, and faith. The challenges we endure enable us to rely on the Lord, deepen our connection with Him, and improve our character. We have the opportunity to live lives of meaning, impact, and purpose, just as Joseph was given a purpose greater than himself. Remember that when you endure your trials and tribulations, they shape you into the person God has called you to be. Maintain your faith, have confidence in the Lord's plan, and never lose sight of why you were created. Because only through struggle do we comprehend the depth of our faith and the power of our God. Joseph teaches us that life is full of injustices, inequities, and tragedies. But he also reminds us that we have a wonderful God who works through mankind to achieve his purpose. As God's children, we owe him everything. God's plan is so complex that sometimes he uses the negative actions of others to move us in the right direction. Instances that we see as being bad, God can use to his glory for his purpose. God has a plan for each and every one of us and gives us the tools that we need to reach our dream for his glory. When bad things happen, we have to deal with problems and demands that seem impossible to conquer. During these times, we must make a conscious effort to do things differently. We must look at our situation, pray for God's wisdom, do what his word says, and have faith that he will help us. As you walk through this journey we call life, you must be steadfast and immovable, and keep your focus on the dream that God has for your life. I want to encourage you and let you know that God has something special that he wants to do in your life. But it all begins with you believing in God, believing in the dream that he gave you, and believing in the purpose that he has for your life. Remember, no battle is too big for the Lord, and your faith in him will help you win in every situation, no matter how hard it may be. It is essential to establish a personal relationship with God through prayer, worship, and reading his word. Our relationship with him helps us to continually rely on his power and direction in our lives. By placing our trust in him and trusting in his plan for us, we can discover true purpose and fulfillment regardless of the difficulties that may arise. Our dependence on God and our relationship with God is vital for discovering who we are as individuals. We cannot truly know ourselves without knowing God, who created us. The more we learn about God, the more we learn about ourselves and each other. God gives us meaning and direction in life. Through faith and confidence in him, we can find the strength to face adversity and accomplish our goals, as well as the peace and satisfaction that result from living in accordance with his perfect will. As you listen to this book, may you find inspiration and motivation in Joseph's journey and seize the opportunities you have to grow, prosper, and positively impact the world.